Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Already Friday, the third day of February 2006. And I've been waiting for this day since last week when we set Shelly Costello up for the broadcast. He'll be with us coming up in about 30 minutes throughout the balance of this transmission against tyranny today. Highly decorated Vietnam Army sniper, of course, highest level DEA agent in Latin America, a police officer before that, and an eyewitness to massive government-controlled narcotics trafficking. The war on drugs internationally is against anyone who is growing drugs, purifying drugs, shipping drugs into the Western world and not paying their cut into the big banks and the CIA and others. And he's an eyewitness to all of it, one of many agents, former agents, who bravely come forward, who we've had on the broadcast. But he probably has more information and more eyewitness accounts and documentation than anyone we've ever interviewed. So Shelly will be joining us in about 30 minutes. And then in the third hour, he's going to continue to ride shotgun with us. But guess who we have coming on? Mr. Sands, who was on Channel 4 in England yesterday. I want to thank a listener for instant messaging me the Channel 4 article within minutes of it airing. We were able to get the guest on quickly. And he, of course, a big lawyer working inside the government, and they have all the documents where Bush and Blair, this dwarfs the Downing Street memo, where they're talking about, oh, yeah, we've got to make up intelligence to attack Iraq because the U.S. is going in regardless, a year before, of course, the invasion of March of 2003. This is Bush and Blair, the minutes of the meeting, where they're in there talking about how, well, we can stage a WMD capture or find. We can have a, quote, informant come out and have them lie and say they found them. We can paint one of our spy planes up like a UN plane and try to fly it low and get Saddam to shoot it down or shoot at it and then claim that Saddam's attacking the United Nations. And again, we're not taking sides here with Saddam Hussein. We're just covering the news and the facts. Problem, reaction, solution, yet again, showing you how unbelievably criminal this administration is. An administration that every day is announcing that they have dictator powers, that they don't even have to follow the law. That, oh, if you strike down the Patriot Act, I'll just enforce it when there's not even a law. Or, I'm allowed to order the torture of people even if it is against the law. And now I'm glad to say everybody is starting to talk about is this that this administration is openly announcing that it's a dictatorship. It's unbelievable. And I'm telling you why they're so arrogant, why they're announcing it all now, why no matter how crazy it sounds, they're pushing it. Because the globalists, I'm more sure than ever, are going to carry out terror attacks in this country and then say, see, you wouldn't let us take all your rights, so the terrorists hit again, and now we're really going to take over, and it's for your own good, so just shut up. You can really see how they're setting it up, and if we don't expose who's behind the terror and expose this paradigm so that they lose their power, the power they had to be able to stage attacks and pose as our saviors, then it's going to happen. We're trying to save lives. And more importantly, in the long term, save America, because Hitler used the Reichstag to take over Germany. And many other governments have staged terror attacks to enslave their populations, and our government is doing it right now. And I shouldn't even say it's our government. It is a criminal cabal, a junta, a putsch that has taken over. And I even had Paul Craig Roberts on yesterday, number two, Department of Treasury, Reagan administration, one of the most prominent conservatives in America, real conservatives. And he said, without me even prompting him, he said, you know, 9/11's the foundation. What makes us think the story we heard about 9/11 is true when all the government does is lie to us? Well, we know the story of 9/11 isn't true. All right, tons of news coming up. It's all super important. We'll tell you about the latest problem, reaction, solution with Bush and Blair. On the other side, strap yourselves in, PrisonPlanet.tv. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns on the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey replacement elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filter now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Whistleblower, Sully Costello, Army sniper, highly decorated Vietnam, police officer, police detective, DEA agent, highest level DEA agent in control of the operations, counter-drug operations for all of Latin America, who learned that our government was dealing the drugs, controlling the drug dealers, deciding who went down and who stayed in power, and engaging in mass murder. And one of the dark lords of all of this is John Negroponte, who is now the head of, quote, all intelligence, or the Heinrich Himmler of America. So that's coming up in about 25 minutes or less. This is the type of news I have in front of me today. This is an article out of The Nation magazine, The End of the Internet. And I commend them. They finally learned what we learned a few years ago, that Internet 2 and the big corporations are going to start shutting off the old web and then forcing you through hubs which track and trace you, and where there's no free speech and where you literally can't even type things that are anti-government or anti-Rupert Murdoch. It will self-censor. You think China's bad just telling Google to block some things, thousands of things, partying, jokes, sex, Falun Gong, Tiananmen Square, anti-communist material. In America, it's going to be the companies themselves doing it, and you won't even be able to type things on websites or on different news groups that they don't agree with. It's all pre-programmed. And, of course, MySpace has already begun this. It's been announced the last few weeks that it won't let you post anti-Rupert Murdoch or anti-Fox stuff on it, or it won't let you promote any of their business competitors, or in some cases write bad reviews of them. People trying to go in and do that on their own little web pages on MySpace are being restricted. It just won't let you type it with that AI, artificial intelligence technology. There it is, right there. You think, again, you think China's bad, and it is bad. Here it is in our own backyard, even worse. Even worse, and the average person isn't even aware of it. It's a minor footnote in a few tech publications that MySpace is doing this. 38 million members, only bought, what, 6 months ago by News Corp. News Corp, the parent company, of course, Rupert Murdoch, for Fox Television and the rest of it. So there it is in your face, and so later if I have time, I may not, this is up on PrisonPlanet.com, it's a big article, and it goes through everything we told you, how they're going to do it, and it's not around the bend. It's starting now. Let me just read the first paragraph. The nation's largest telephone and cable companies are crafting an alarming set of strategies that would transform the free, open, and non-discriminatory Internet of today to a privately run and branded service that would charge a fee for virtually everything we do online. And then it gets into controlling content as well. You need to learn about what... Listen, just type in the Internet is dead. This headline's the end of the Internet. These headlines are all similar. But type in the Internet is dead. You'll get the Register. You'll get the Austin American Statesman. Because they've had an Internet 2 meeting here 2 years ago. They had one, 2 years ago in London. Yeah, last year in Austin, excuse me. And they openly said, we're just going to start shutting down the old web, and then it'll fail, and then we'll shut down the peering agreements like what we had in the last few months between Level 3 and Cogent, two of the big backbone providers. They're just going to do that on purpose across the board and then force you onto the controlled hubs where you then, through contract fraud is what it is, sign away your rights and acquiesce and agree to it. But the racketeering and the collusion is the fact that these companies are getting together with the government to do this to begin with. It's like they're shutting down the existing roads and then making you go onto their toll roads is basically what's happening. But on these toll roads where you'll be charged very high prices, we're talking 10 cents an email or more, it's going to be amazing. This is what they're announcing. On top of all of that, they're going to control what information you can post and what you can do. Let's say you're going to have a website. It'll be a subdomain of UT, University of Texas, which is part of it. Or it'll be a subdomain, say, of Ford. Select companies and then select public-private partnerships again, select universities and select, quote, government agencies. You will then have to go to them to get a subdomain. So it would be like University of Texas / UT Texas at Austin / Alex Jones / InfoWars. And then you sign an agreement, and if they don't like anything you're doing, sorry, you can't be on there. They're announcing this. Do you understand? They're going to do it. It's just like the real world toll roads. I was listening to Jerry Brownfield this morning, and they had a state rep on from Indiana who was talking about how Centra, the big Spanish company with Juan Carlos owning part of it, King of Spain, is just going to be given one of their roads for 75 years for a pittance of money. $3.5 billion, and in the first decade, it's going to be worth tens of billions, and in 75 years, hundreds of billions. He was going over the numbers. Again, they just come in and buy off the roads. It isn't, quote, privatization where they build a new road, and then if you want to use it, you get charged. Or if they want to build a road, they got to buy the land from you. Oh, no. The government comes and steals your land, doesn't even pay you for it in many cases. Then they give it to these people. The government builds the road and then hands it over to them. You know what's happened? I'm already ranting, and I've got a guest coming up, and I've got all this news to cover. Bush Blair war provocation memo sends warning to Iran. And to make a long story short, we've got a guest coming on the third hour about this. It's just mainstream news, not even denied. In a Bush Blair meeting that there's transcripts of, we have the exact quotes, and we have one of the top lawyers coming on to talk about this in the third hour. They just said, we can paint up an American plane to look like a UN plane, fly it low, and try to get Saddam to shoot it down. Problem, reaction, solution. And what's really hidden in this article that no one's really paying attention to is Bush says, well, we're going to have an informant or somebody come out and lie about WMDs and put out a fake report. You see, they didn't just say they were WMDs and then were mistaken. They lied the whole time by design. In fact, the Downing Street memo showed that, but this is even more glaring. This is even more sterling. So that's coming up. Right now, I want to air a clip of Bush just about, 6 months ago on C-SPAN. And there's a whole bunch of these quotes. We don't have time to air them all. Where he says, "Don't worry, the Patriot Act, we still got to have a warrant. We're not spying on you." And then he gets caught, and then he says, no, I don't need a warrant. But go ahead and roll that first clip.
"Our country must also remain on the offensive against terrorism here at home. The enemy has not lost the desire or capability to attack us. Fortunately, this nation has superb professionals in law enforcement, intelligence, the military, and homeland security."
Okay, that's good. That's, again, Bush from the State of the Union. The clip I want to play is the Bush lying, the clip I sent you today. Let's go ahead and roll that. That was Bush, 3 days ago, Tuesday night. This is Bush 6 months ago. Now, remember, he said that they don't need warrants now, they never needed them, and it doesn't matter. It's a violation of federal law. He's above the law. But here he is lying to you 6 months ago. Here it is.
"I'm not a lawyer, so it's kind of hard for me to kind of get bogged down in the law. I'm not going to play like one either. So the first thing I want you to think about is when you hear Patriot Act, is that we changed the law and bureaucratic mindset to allow for the sharing of information. It's vital, and others will describe what that means. Secondly, there are such things as roving wiretaps. Now, by the way, anytime you hear the United States government talking about wiretap, a wiretap requires a court order. Nothing has changed, by the way. When we're talking about chasing down terrorists, we're talking about getting a court order before we do so. It's important for our fellow citizens to understand, when you think Patriot Act, constitutional guarantees are in place when it comes to doing what is necessary to protect our homeland, because we value the Constitution. So with court order, law enforcement officials can now use what's called roving wiretaps, which will prevent a terrorist from switching cell phones in order to get a message out to one of his buddies."
Okay, so we'll air more of that later. But notice, the Patriot Act didn't authorize the roving wiretaps. That was already in place and being done for decades. So that's number one lie. Number two lie is he says we're not doing anything without court orders or warrants. We all know that's a lie. And we know that he had big debates in the White House, and Colin Powell had said, "You could fall because of this. This is illegal." And Bush had said, "No, we're going to do it. I don't care. I'm above the law." So we know he knows that he's lying when he said that. Now he says, "I'm not going to wait to get a warrant to catch bin Laden if he's calling America." And everybody goes, "Wait a minute. It's 72 hours. 72 hours after you do any wiretap or any warrantless search you want, then you've got to go to the FISA court." And by the way, people keep saying, "Alex, you said a month." They can go to the FISA court after 72 hours and just say, "Ongoing investigation," and then a 20-plus day, 29-day extension is added. And on the 30th day, they've got to be back in there and then tell them supposedly at least something about the case. So it really is 30 days. So he gets up and says, "If your pregnant wife's going into labor," we've all heard this, "and driving to the hospital, do you call the judge first? No, I'm going to protect you now." Well, that's a bald-faced lie, too. It's like the head of the NSA last week on the National Press Club saying, the reporter says, "Hey, the Fourth Amendment says probable cause." And the head of the NSA goes, "No, it doesn't. Does not say that. Does not. Says reasonable searches, and we're reasonably searching you without warrants." But the Fourth Amendment does say probable cause and a warrant, with people swearing to what they've seen and what the government's specifically looking for. And they're only allowed to seize while they're there what they're looking for, because the founders knew that government's more dangerous than any street-level thug, and better 1,000 of them go free than we get a tyrannical government. It's really that simple. And just the average American, though, hears all this talk about, "Don't worry, we're protecting your Constitution." Well, they don't know what the Constitution is. So Bush can be burning it, shredding it, spitting on it, using it as toilet paper, and the average person doesn't even know what the Constitution is. So how do they recognize that? It is unbelievable. But we just showed you, what, three or four lies right there? I mean, how many lies until you start to not trust these people? Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
I said I'd air the audio of this little George Landia, Greater George Landia cartoon we've got up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. I said I'd do it yesterday, I never did. So here it is right now. It's part and parcel. I mean, really, it isn't even a joke. This is seriously what's happening. Go ahead and roll it.
Greater George Landia. By the power vested in me, by myself and I can do whatever the heck I want. I can spy on my subjects, right here in Greater George Landia. Power to the peephole. I can start wars whenever I want to. I'm the Emperor in Chief, remember? God told me so. I can lock people away in secret prisons and not even charge them with a crime. The Emperor decides who is an enemy combatant. I can agree not to torture. Just kidding. I can do whatever the heck I want, thanks to my clever signing statements. And I can put Alito the Loyal on the court. He supports my quest for a strong Greater Georgelandia. Now look, 200 years is plenty long for a constitution. It's time we said, out with the old, and in with the older. I came, I saw, I did whatever the heck I wanted.
Well, yes, Greater Georgelandia, and that's exactly now what we have in this country. And coming up in the third hour, Bush-Blair war provocation memo sends warning to Iran. Today's revelations that Tony Blair and George W. Bush debated staging an act of provocation to goad Saddam Hussein into war sends a very clear warning as to how a pretext for a conflict with Iran could be manufactured. It was reported today that Bush and Blair's 31st January White House meeting was a rubber stamp on the decision to go to war, irrespective of whether the United Nations had passed a new resolution authorizing the use of force. However, this isn't the story. As far back as 99, there have even been elected, George W. Bush told his biographer before he was even elected, that he thought it was his political destiny to invade Iraq. We have hyperlinks to all of that. The real story here is that Bush proposed flying a U-2 spy plane over Iraq and painting it with UN colors, therefore goading Saddam to order the aircraft to be fired upon and resulting in a widespread UN mandate for the war. Again, people always ask, why would the government blow up its own vehicles? Why would it bomb its own buildings? Why would it try to get governments, foreign governments, to attack it as a pretext to go to war? You see, this is like the Gulf of Tonkin, now declassified, now admitted. We have the LBJ tapes. The CIA admits it. It's now 100% admitted. 100%. They staged it. Our ships went in there, I should say globalist ships, went in there, ships we paid for, though, attacked the North Vietnamese in that peninsula. They were smart enough not to fire back and even said in their papers that, hey, they were trying to get us to attack them to start the war. When they didn't fire back, they got on the news and said that they had been attacked and that they hadn't even fired on them. Imagine, you go shoot at somebody, then they're smart enough not to shoot back, then you go lie and say that they shot at you when you're the one that shot at them. And then 58,000 Americans died and over a million plus Vietnamese. But then in the same article, and they have the transcripts of this, in the very same article, they go into Bush, let me just find the quotes here, saying that we can have a, quote, informant, a defector come out and say that he saw the WMDs. And now they're just doing that retroactively with this the former Iraqi general out saying that. But here's Bush saying, lie. We're going to lie and say that our witnesses have seen WMDs, not just that we think they're there, know they're there, but know that we've seen them, and we can stage this with an airplane. But none of that was needed. And then, of course, for months, what was it, 3 months before the main invasion, U.S. and British warplanes bombed all over Iraq, quote, getting ready for the main invasion. Imagine, and Iraq just laid there. Well, their airports and their bases, especially on the border with Syria, were bombed. Remember that? Imagine the country just lays there while it's being bombed, just laying there. Look at the evil Iraqis. You aren't taking that bomb right. Smile and thank me for it. Here's a 2,000-pound bomb. Look at them. They didn't come out and line their children up with a bomb to fall on them. That's Al-Qaeda. That's a WMD when they hide in shelters. And you're hearing the same thing today. If we attack Iran, why, they're saying they're going to fight back. Have you ever heard of such just insanity? Man, they're barbarous. Those barbarians, when we had bombed them, they're saying they may fight back. That is the most greatest evil I've ever heard of in my lifetime. This is absolutely despicable. Imagine someone, when you bomb them, fighting back that these people are beasts. These people aren't even human. Vicious!
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For thousands of years, the secret of vitality, strength, virility, and endurance was kept by the ancient Incas. Until now. Maca, a tuberous plant that only grows in one area of the Andes Mountains, is a functional food, and it contains no cholesterol, is rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, protein, 5 natural sterols, and 7 of the 9 essential amino acids. The folks at Vitamir have now made maca available in powder form so that you can experience its nutritional benefits. Call 877-817-9829 to order maca today. Maca also contains tannins, flavonoids, alkaloids, and fatty acids not found in other foods. Try maca, and you'll know the secret of the ancient Incas. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and order your maca today. Maca, now you'll know the secret.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673. 9673.
Well, Stella Costello joins us in studio, and I've interviewed him many times, probably 10 times over the phone. He's a fellow Texan. I'm proud of that. There's so many great Texans involved in the fight against corruption and the New World Order. And I read his book about 4 years ago, and, I mean, you want something that's definitive proof of government-sponsored drug dealing and terror against the American people, because that's what the drug war is a terror attack on the American people. Powder Burns, Cocaine Contras, and the Drug War is an incredibly powerful book. And it's by Sally Castillo III and Dave Harmon. And I challenge everybody to go to InfoWars.com and to get a copy of this. We are now carrying it. He just brought us, 200 of these today?
Exactly.
Sally just brought us 200 of these today in his truck. And so we've now got them right here at the InfoWars Hacienda, right here at the InfoWars bookstore and video store online for you at InfoWars.com. And we also have links to Sally's powerful website that is just amazing. And there's new material up there of some of the passports and photos of some of the people that Negroponte's death squads dealt with. We're talking about women, children, husbands, just, and this vicious killer is now in control. this overlord is now in control of, quote, all intelligence. Sully, it is a great honor to have you here with us today, my friend.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Listen, I know you don't like to talk about yourself. Every time I try to get you to introduce yourself, you really just kind of glaze over it. But I want you, for the radio audience and for the TV audience who will be watching this in the near future, spend about 5 minutes. I mean, tell us, because it's important about, you know, your upbringing, your integrity, all the different positions you were in. I mean, I really respect your amount of experience, and then being inside that situation and going against all that peer pressure and really defending America more today than I think you ever did in the past. So, Sully, tell us about Sully Castillo and your life.
Well, first of all, I do come from a very patriotic family, third generation here in the United States. My father's a World War II veteran, and as the only son, to show how patriotic we were, he instructed me to go into the military, and of course that was devastating for my mom, because how can you send our only son into war? And I went into Vietnam and served my country proudly, and came back, went to school, graduated, became a police officer, and you know, I was educated very highly on what it took to be a patriot. And I continued to serve my country by being a police officer, detective sergeant. And in 1979, it was one of the very few Latino agents was hired by the DEA. And, of course, my first assignment was New York City. And after doing 4 years in New York City, I was assigned to Central and South America, where I got involved in search and destroy missions on coca fields and marijuana plantations, opium plantations, and so forth. And it was an eradication program we had going up there.
But let's see, you're just glazing over all this. Let's go back to your sniper activity in Vietnam.
Right. My last couple of few months in Vietnam, I was volunteered to be a sniper in Vietnam, and I got on-the-job training in Vietnam, and we would go out there into Laos and Cambodia and do some sniping for our unit. And basically, a lot of people think that back in 1971 was almost the close of the war, and it wasn't, because we were very few that were left in there, and we were trying to do as much as we could with what little we had.
You were kind of a rear guard?
I was an infantry sergeant. You know, I had my own squad going out there and doing all kinds of covert operations, and became a sniper, and I was trained there, and went straight into doing some covert operations for my unit in Cambodia.
So with that experience and also your high test scores, you moved up quickly once you became a police officer. Then you became a DEA officer and went right into, as you said, search and destroy missions there. Tell us about that.
Well, basically what happened, the DEA at that time had an operation called Operation Snowcap. And it was like a paramilitary agents, DEA agents, going out there training the basically the death squads. And we used those death squads to go out there and fight the so-called narco-terrorist units, cells that were in the jungles of South America and Central America.
When did you start, and of course you've met George Bush, you've met all these people. I mean, tell us specifically how high you rose in the DEA, and then let's go through your awakening when you really started to see the government control of the narcotics trade.
Well, basically, it was when we started training the death squads, I realized that there was something wrong with what we were doing, and I was in denial at the beginning, and secondly, I was trying to justify what they were doing. And, you know, all my life I wanted to be a drug agent. And, you know, when I left Vietnam, I promised myself that if I did survive that war, I would be a federal drug agent, which I did. But when I came to Central America and South America, I realized for the first time that I came into contradictions on my assignment. And basically, we turned out to be the bad guys. We were actually the guys who were getting away with murder. And we were out there training death squads instead of fighting the so-called war on drugs. And it was in Salvador and Guatemala when I finally realized that the United States government was heavily involved in drug trafficking. And it was in January of 1986 where I met George Bush Sr. At the cocktail party at the ambassador's residence. And another Cuban by the name of Piedra, who was a Cuban fighter, you know, fighting against Cuba. And at that time, they brought in a lot of Cubans from the Miami area to help set up covert operations into Central America. And that's when I told George Bush myself that, you know, he came up to me and asked me what was my assignment in Central America. And I basically told him that I was the one that was covering El Salvador, and that we had received a lot of reliable information that the Contras themselves were heavily involved in drug trafficking at Ilopango Airport. And I mentioned Felix Rodriguez and Oliver North and so forth. He just smiled, shook my hand, and walked away from me. So I knew then and there that my government was complicit in drug trafficking.
So, I mean, it's your chance. You're getting to talk to, I guess, Vice President at that time.
Yes, he was Vice President at that time.
So, I mean, here you are, this high-level DEA officer, the head of those operations, interfacing with the military for Latin America, and you've got this chance to talk to George Bush Sr., and right out of the gates, you bring this up to him, and he just smiles and walks off.
Exactly. That confirmed to me that my government was involved in these atrocities. And the second confirmation was that later that afternoon he met with George Bush and Negroponte and the other guys that came in from the surrounding areas, and they met at the third floor of the U.S. Embassy, that's known as the Bubble, and they were discussing the Iran-Contra operations and drug smuggling and so forth. And the reason I know that, because there was a colonel, U.S. colonel by the name of George Hooker, who told me exactly what the meeting was all about.
So, tell us what year that was, because then you began to learn more and more. Things started to accelerate.
Yeah, it was 80. I got into Central America and South America in 84, and in 86 I met Bush. In 87 I was still running operations up to 1991. I was there for close to 5 years, a little bit more than 5 years, and I saw all the atrocities, all the training. We brought in the mercenaries. For example, we brought in mercenaries from Venezuela. They all worked for the contract labor for the CIA, and they were the ones that were killing a lot of the people and getting involved in setting up spin operations and killing people and blaming it on the guerrillas and so forth.
Now, it's an old problem, reaction, solution.
Exactly.
You do something bad and blame it on somebody.
And that's right. And one of the incidents was in 1989 when the Joshua priests were murdered, three of them and three of the ladies, the nuns, and a couple of kids. And they went in there and they massacred those people. And then they turn around and blame it on the FMLN, the guerrilla group. And the only reason it was exposed that there was an American advisor with them in the group that couldn't live with himself and came into the United States and told the whole story. And wrote the story on who actually did the murders. And I was myself part of the plan at the who meet at the Sheraton Hotel, and one of the captains that was involved in the murders set up the whole blueprint of how they were going to do it.
Really? So when did you learn of that?
Well, I learned it because when I went to Salvador, I would always meet with them because they were supposed to be our counterparts. From the Advocat, the Special Forces, Salvadorian, they were very well known to go out there and kill a lot of people. And it was a special unit that was trained by our Special Forces from Delta Force to the A-Team that went in there, and they trained those people on how to go out there and kill counterintelligence units and so forth.
And to be clear, because I've studied this, obviously I didn't live it like you have, but I've interviewed a lot of other folks who were there, and they've mirrored what you're saying, just from different perspectives and angles, that most of the time it wasn't even killing their so-called enemies. They would a lot of times just go kill innocent people, and kill little kids, and go, oh, look, the terrorists did this.
Exactly, especially every time the funding came up with Congress to try to fund the so-called covert war or the Contra war. They would set up some kind of big operation where people, innocent people, get killed and blame it on the guerrillas.
Did you ever talk to these guys and go, how do you kill, say, how do you slit a little five-year-old boy's throat?
You know, I did that. Believe it or not, I asked an agent, CIA agent by the name of Randy Capster. He says, how can you guys, you know, do this and get away? He says, look, we own these third world countries. We elect the presidents. And
no, but I mean, it's like Project Gladio. They admit, and it's an Army field training manuals, kill kids. That really will make the people get mad. How do you go blow up a school bus of little kids? How do you take a little five-year-old to slit their throat as they're jerking in your arms?
And their thing was business as usual in Central and South America. That's
it's just killing little kids.
We've been doing business like this for many, many years, and nobody will ever stop us.
But I'm talking about their souls.
No, their souls. It's their... they've gone beyond the point of return. You can see it in their eyes. You know, we had one guy that was in there for 10 years at Guardia Hacienda, Billy, who, that's all he did, ran counterintelligence and went out there on covert operation and killed a whole bunch of innocent people.
You know, that makes me angry. It doesn't even make me scared. You know, they've got armies of these bloodthirsty killers, and now one of their captains is running most of our government. It makes me get so angry to know that they've set up this system, that they're so arrogant, they think they're always going to get away with it. I want to fast forward. You told me a year and a half ago on this broadcast, and the transcripts are up there, the audio is up there, you said they're hiring Latin American death squads, the commanders or the low-level men from 20 years ago, 15 years ago, and they're making them captains and sending them to Iraq. And I thought, well, Sally always tells the truth. That must be true, but I didn't have any documentation. Now it's been in Latin American papers 6 months later, and then now in the last 5 months, it's been in U.S. and British papers that thousands of, quote, great anti-communist fighters of the 70s and 80s are all going to Iraq. And then it turns out they're the ones in there raping these little kids in front of their parents. Then John Yoo, in a debate with Professor Castle up in Chicago, and we had the professor on, we even have the audio of it, he says, you wrote in memos, White House memos, that you could order the torture of children in front of their parents, and John, you said, yes, we can do that. Now they're admitting they torture children. I mean, what?
Well, you know, the sad thing about it, when Negroponte was the ambassador in Honduras and in El Salvador, and as you know, right now, Salvador is the only Latin American country that's got troops in Iraq. Now, the guy who was in charge of the death squads in El Salvador was a U.S. colonel named James Steele. He was an officer's officer. He's the one that set up the whole Operation Phoenix blueprints into Salvador. And now Colonel Steele is in Iraq running the commandos with the Salvadorian military that's up there now. So it's the same blueprint they used in Vietnam. They brought it into Guatemala, Salvador, and it worked perfectly. Now they're taking it into Iraq, where they're going to implement the same tactics that they used in Guatemala, and it's commandos going out there killing people.
But what has changed, though? Because back in the 70s and 80s, they would deny all this. Now, John Yoo, who's the counterpart of Alberto Gonzalez, who also wrote memos similar to this, saying Bush is above the law, but Yoo went further than Gonzalez. He said, we can commit genocide. This is in the memo. And this is public. This is in the newspaper. We covered it last week. They said, we can, quote, torture small children in front of their parents and crush their, I don't want to say it, their genitalia in front of them. I mean, they should all be arrested right now. I mean, what does that say about them that they're now announcing it openly?
Well, it's they're admitting that what happened 10 years ago. And the sad thing about it, that I remember when Bush Jr. came into in being president, he denied the National Archives to release the documents at the time period that Reagan and Bush were involved in Central America. And the reason they're being sealed right now is because he won't release them, even though Congress has passed a law that says you've got to release all documents after 10 years. And he will not release them because it's going to implicate his father and Reagan involvement in drug trafficking and all these atrocities.
Well, I want to personalize this. When they would kill the little kids in different villages and then leave their bodies laying out saying that other people done it, now again the documents are out, the witnesses are there, it's admitted that it was the death squads doing it. I mean, what would they specifically I mean, I know they'd shoot them, they'd stab them. I mean, would they do the stuff that John Yoo is talking about? Would they torture the kids in front of the parents?
Exactly. And you know, it's so familiar because I see it today on the drug war, where agents will go up there and they can't find anything on the main guy, so they use the wife or the kids to arrest them and try to get the father to commit that he was involved in drug trafficking.
Oh, it's said in Iraq that they're kidnapping whole villages of women and children, and they make the men come in and admit they're terrorists.
Exactly. And they're using the family to get back to the sympathizers, I guess.
That's pure mafia terrorism.
Oh, that's organized, that's racketeering, organized crime. I mean, you can tell these people have conspired to genocide a whole group of people up there.
I want to get more into the drug dealing, more into your amazing book, Powder Burns, Cocaine Contras, and the Drug War, a must-have. But to the police officers listening right now, to the CIA people, because, I mean, they call me, I get emails, most of them are on our side now. To everybody out there listening, what do you want to say to them about what they've got to do to stop this? Because it's clear that they're meaning to do all this here in America. And you said that a year and a half ago on this show, and now I have the Houston Chronicle, where they're reporting that Halliburton's going to run camps in America.
Exactly. And that's they're getting away with it. The martial law will probably kick in a few years or so. But they're going to be, you know, police officers, you're going to realize that violating civil rights under the Fourth Amendment and search and seizure, where you can stop a vehicle and if the guy doesn't give you permission to search a vehicle, then you call the K-9s to come and do your job. That's illegal. That's profiling. And, you know, you can't be doing that. What's going to happen, most citizens now are going to file civil suits against the police departments. They're going to lose a lot of money. And a lot of police officers think that they can get away. Well, they're going to sue the department. No, they will sue you individually. And they will take your retirement. They will take whatever you have, monetary values, and the courts were going to rule. And the President of the United States at one time said, you know, racial profile is illegal in this country. So
more than even just racial profiling, you mentioned martial law. I mean, let's say the same group of criminals sets off an A-bomb in a city and then says, we got to have martial law to keep you safe. When we get back, I mean, I want to hear you specifically give the police your take on what they should do when they're asked to do unconstitutional things, criminal things like they ask you to do. And you said no. Shelley Costello is our guest. We got so much to talk about with him today. But there's a lot of new information he's posted on his website today, a lot of new stuff that he hasn't really talked about in the past that he's now going to go public with. So this is going to be some groundbreaking info. You'll want to stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free.
Simply log on to HerbalHealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's HerbalHealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
With us for the entire broadcast today, now another 2 hours. Even in the third hour, we have a guest coming on who broke the big news over on national television yesterday from inside the government about Bush and, of course, Blair thinking of ways to provocateur Saddam into doing something so they could invade. And then Bush also in the memos snickers and laughs and talks about how they can just have some of their, quote, defectors lie and say that they found WMDs. I mean, just right there lying again. And now, Sally, you've been studying this for a long, long time. It just seems like the same crew has gotten away with so much stuff all over the world that now they think they can get away with it here. And you've talked a lot about that in the past. Can you speak to that now?
Yeah, basically the same crew. If you look at Elliot Abrams, Negroponte, Oliver North, all those people are the same people that are still working at the White House. Abrams is, I guess, in charge of the Middle East now. And, you know, he was convicted, so was Oliver North, convicted felon and so forth. But the same crew, and I call them the same terrorist cell that was back in the 80s. They were in Vietnam, remember that, going back to Vietnam where Felix Rodriguez and Oliver North were. And they came into Central America, and from Central America now they're in Iraq. And they're continuing to conduct these atrocities.
But George Bush is a good Christian man, and Oliver North, we've had him on this show. He's so friendly and nice. They're not involved in anything bad. Let's specifically get into government drug trafficking. Explain to us how the drug war really works and who really controls drugs. Because people say, well, if they're shipping it in, then why do they put my kid in jail when he gets caught with some cocaine? Explain how that works to people.
Well, basically, a lot of people would think, well, they're making money for covert operations, but the bottom line is they were lining their own pockets. And when I say their own pockets, I'm talking about Felix Rodriguez, Oliver North, Bush Sr., and so forth. And the reason why is, for example, when Oliver North sold those missiles to Iran, that large, for three times the amount of the money that were value, he kept that money and put it into his bank account. He put it under his wife's name, Betsy North, and we found $10 million in Swiss bank account, and we took that from him. And of course, when he ran for U.S. Senate back in '94, he had $36 million. He had money to run for president. Where did he get all that money? And of course, you know, I documented Ilopango Airport, hangars 4 and 5 that was owned and operated by the CIA. We took pictures of the loads coming in of cocaine, arms coming in and going, and so forth.
By the way, we have those photos. We're going to be putting those in this TV report.
Exactly. And, you know, we have memos where North is sending the DC 3 to Honduras to pick up cocaine paste or to South America and bring it back.
Well, you know, from the other end of this, we've had Terry Reed up at MENA in Arkansas, the CIA officer, just there to train pilots, and he's there watching him unload cocaine, and he mentions all the same names.
Exactly.
It's just Bill Clinton also involved.
Exactly. Well, you know, there's an old saying that people that live in glass houses shouldn't throw rocks, because it was Clinton was a governor at the time. And when this covert operation was being run out of Salvador into MENA, Arkansas, so you know there is a there's evidence to show. And
but some people say, but wait, I saw him do a drug bust. Those are the little cartels that aren't paying their cut.
Exactly, they're not paying their tax or getting their permission.
Can you explain how that works?
Well, basically, there's one major monster head that runs the whole operation. They're the ones that are in contact with the major cartels in Colombia, and with the Medellin and the Cali cartel at the time. And basically, they're when they want to play ball with the United States, they took them out. And one great example is Noriega. Noriega had been a CIA asset for many years.
Stay there. We've got to start the second hour. We'll get right into how this thing really works when we return. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. The